Welcome back to Thyroid Strong Podcast. This is the podcast for high-performing women who just happen to have Hashimoto's, who want to lift heavy, heal the root causes, and feel strong without the crash. I'm Dr. Emily Kybird. Today, we're talking about something that doesn't get enough attention in the Hashimoto's world, and that is gallbladder pain. If you're bloated after meals, you feel pain under the right upper side of your abdomen, the right rib cage, or a referral point on the backside of your right shoulder blade, like just to the inside, or you can't tolerate fatty foods without getting nauseous, you need to listen up. Your gallbladder is trying to tell you something. I'll give you a little bit of my own story. When I was 21 years old, I remember going to this place in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where I went to school at University of Michigan, and I went to have dinner with my mother. She drove in 45 minutes, and we had duck. And I had this pain in my right upper quadrant, right underneath my right ribs. And I was nauseous, and it would come in waves. And then I had this pain referral point on the backside, just the inside of my shoulder blade. And at 21 years old, maybe even 20, that was the first time I had gallbladder pain. My mother has gallbladder pain. She actually got her gallbladder removed, and now she has these chronic IBS symptoms. And over the years, it would get worse. And I would cut out foods. I would cut out fatty foods. I would cut out coffee. And I saw multiple surgeons, general surgeons, who recommended getting my gallbladder removed. And just something in my intuition told me, don't do that. You need your gallbladder. It is not just some vestigial organ or some remnant from evolution. It actually, and we'll talk about what it does, but you actually need it for digesting your food. I remember after my second was born, Brooklyn, back in 2019, I had a gallbladder attack and I could not get off the floor. And I told my husband, he had Brooklyn strapped to his chest, I need you to take me to the hospital. We went to the ER and we sat there for hours and hours and hours. I got a morphine drip, which took the edge off. And they're like, yeah, we did an ultrasound. You have some gallbladder sludge. I was like, this cannot be how my life goes on. There has got to be a way. And I am a hunter. I look for solutions and not just put Band-Aids on. Yes, I take certain supplements to help my bile flow, but it was addressing it at the root cause. And that is all about what I do. Not only when I had my practice in Manhattan, which was a rehab practice, and we were looking for the root causes of people's pain. Same thing with this. You're having gallbladder pain. I was having gallbladder pain. And I was like, this cannot be how my life goes on. And now I don't get gallbladder attacks. I haven't had one in years. So I'm going to share with you what the gallbladder is, what bile is, the importance of it, how you can keep it moving, and some root causes that can contribute to gallbladder pain. Let's start with the basics. Why are gallbladder issues so common in women with Hashimoto's? When thyroid hormones are low, bile flow slows down. That means that bile, which is stored in the gallbladder, which helps emulsify and digest fats, becomes thick and sludgy. Sluggish bile leads to poor fat digestion, which then leads to stress on our gallbladder. Add in low stomach acid, which is incredibly common for women with Hashimoto's, and your ability to properly break down fat is compromised. And let's not forget estrogen. Estrogen dominance is another common pattern I see in my one-on-one coaching clients. Elevated estrogen thickens bile, and it makes you more prone to gallbladder sludge and stones. So symptoms to look for, if you're like, oh my God, is this me? Do I have gallbladder issues? I know I have Hashimoto's. I know I have some bloating and some gut issues. Listen up, get a pen and paper, write them down. So pain under the right side of your rib cage. Pain that refers to your shoulder blade, nausea after eating fats, floating stools or stools that are pale in color, and chronic bloating or burping after you eat. Okay, so just take note, even if you have a couple of those, you could be having gallbladder issues. So gallbladder pain is a sign. It's not necessarily a diagnosis. So pain is your body's way of sending you a message. Gallbladder pain doesn't automatically mean you need surgery. It's a signal that your body is struggling to process fat, to detoxify your body efficiently, and to regulate inflammation. Here's the kicker. In conventional medicine, the first response is often, let's just take the gallbladder out. That was my case. Here's the truth. Your gallbladder isn't the problem. It's the canary in the coal mine. Removing it won't fix the sluggish bile. It won't remove that poor digestion or nutrient deficiencies that led to the issue in the first place. And guess what? After gallbladder removal, most women still have symptoms, and sometimes they get worse. My mother is one of these. She had her gallbladder removed because she was having frequent gallbladder attacks, and she actually still gets gallbladder attacks, and her doctor told her, I think you're having phantom gallbladder pain. In actuality, there's other stuff going on. So just getting surgery doesn't mean you're going to get better. Sometimes you feel like you can be getting worse. What gallbladder dysfunction means for your Hashimoto's healing? When bile is not flowing well, your body cannot absorb fat-soluble vitamins. Vitamins like vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, K. These are all critical for your thyroid health, your immune health, and your hormonal health. When your bile is not flowing well, you are not breaking your fats down properly for energy. When your bile is not flowing properly, you cannot bind and excrete toxins like mold or estrogen or heavy metals properly. So what happens? Estrogen dominance happens or worsens. Hashimoto flares become more frequent. You feel fatigued, inflamed, stuck where your weight is at. Your skin can break out and your poops, they float. This is about your gallbladder being a key role in your thyroid healing plan. So what labs or symptoms should you look for if you're like, do I have a thyroid issue? What are the functional clues that your gallbladder is kind of waving the red flag, right? So take out a pen and paper, grab it again, and let's make a list. So lab markers to check for: ALT, AST, which are liver enzymes. If the bile backs up, can affect liver. GGT, which is often elevated with bile congestion. Bilirubin, if bile is not moving well, bilirubin will be off. Alkaline phosphatase, and then also an ultrasound of that upper right quadrant, looking at the gallbladder, looking for sludge or stones. And again, most common symptom is pain under that right rib with a pain referral point to the medial side of your shoulder blade. Burping, bloating after meals, nausea after high fat meals, pale or floating, or what could be like greasy looking stools, itchy skin or breakouts. So you don't need to have all the markers present or out of range to have your gallbladder be functionally sluggish. Let's talk about some root causes that can affect your gallbladder. So if you have parasites that are living in your gallbladder, and yes, parasites do not just live in your intestine, they can live in your gallbladder. This can add load to the gallbladder and then can cause gallbladder pain. Another thing that I found very frequently, and this was my root cause and then also my mother's root cause, was that mold exposure can cause the gallbladder to have a big dump of bile because the body's like, I'm going to bind up those mycotoxins. I need to bind them up by releasing some bile. With your bile being sluggish, now you have this gallbladder attack. And what, for me, when I address my mold exposure symptoms, that is when everything changed for my gallbladder. So those are potential two root causes that you will never hear a general surgeon or your primary care talk about when it comes to gallbladder pain. When we're looking for these two things, either a urine mycotoxin test, and I will share the one that I love in the show notes. It's from Real Time Labs. It is the most accurate, the most sensitive and specific. And then there's a specific parasite test that I use. It is not a GI map. It is not PCR testing. It is microscopy, like what the old school parasitologists use. Plate it and look at it under a microscope. So that are the two methods that I use to pick up parasites and mold. And when those come up, now you can address them. You can go at it from the root cause, also still supporting your gallbladder with supplements. But this is what a root cause approach looks like. So if you've had the gallbladder ultrasound, if you're having gallbladder attacks still, if you're taking supplements, if you're like this close to about to get your gallbladder out, I suggest looking at it from a root cause. There's certain questions to ask when someone has a potential parasitic infection. There's certain questions to ask. I have a whole mold questionnaire around, are there certain things to look at to see if there's for mold exposure? And then we test, not guess, right? And that is the thyroid strong functional medicine way. Let's talk about what I do with one-on-one clients in my one-on-one coaching program, Thyroid Strong Functional Medicine, when it comes to someone having gallbladder issues. So here's how we support the gallbladder. We look at, is someone producing enough stomach acid to break down their food? Because if they're not doing that, as the food moves through the digestive tract and bile gets secreted by the gallbladder, when food is not broken down properly, it's going to require more work on the rest of the digestive tract. The way we check for stomach acid is we typically check with either a betaine HCL challenge or a GI MAP stool test. So we use this when appropriate. You can use things to help support the gallbladder, to thin the bile, to help it move. For example, ox bile, phosphatidylcholine for bile thinning. I like to incorporate bitter herbs to stimulate bile flow. And then let's address it from the root cause approach. Do you have mold, parasites, SIBO, estrogen dominance? If those are potential root triggers in my one-on-one practice for my clients, and we test not guess for that. I like to optimize liver detox pathways. So most importantly, we build your body's capacity to tolerate and utilize fat again, because fat is so crucial for hormone production, for brain function, and for energy. All right, ladies. So I just gave you like gallbladder bile 101 as it relates to Hashimoto's. And if your gallbladder is screaming at you, do not ignore it. It is not just a digestive issue. It's a thyroid issue. It could be a hormone issue. It's a detox issue. So inside of my one-on-one thyroid strong functional medicine coaching, we go deeper than just let's get rid of your symptoms. We go deeper than just throwing a supplement at it. We uncover the root cause and create a personalized plan to support your thyroid, your gallbladder, your gut. And if you're interested, I'm going to drop a link below where you can set up a time with my team to get on a call and see how I can support you and if you're a good fit for me and I'm a good fit for you. Your body, let me just remind you, ladies, is so smart and it's so strong. And so let's support it properly, not just by throwing supplements at it, but by really addressing things at the root cause. Let's help you get your bile flow to match the strength that you exude on the outside and get you feeling like yourself again, especially if you have gallbladder attacks. That is not forever. That is not a way of life. There is a solution. All right, ladies, I will see you next time on Thyroid Shark Podcast. If you like this episode, rate and review on your favorite podcast listening channel, whether it's Spotify, iTunes, or wherever else you listen. All right, ladies, I will see you next week.